Hi, this is Sunday morning, 3:25, and this is the Prophet's Corner, Uncut. There's two parts to this, the Joseph moment and the Jacob moment. 2:10:25 a.m., this was a personal word really to me, but the Lord wanted me to bring this because he added more to it. You've come to your Joseph moment, the time of revealing to your brethren. Some of them have not received you or treated you well, but I have put you in this high place over them, and I will confirm you to them, just like I did with Joseph in Egypt before Pharaoh. It will not matter what they like or don't like, because they will come under your authority, which is given to you by me. So they will come under my authority. They will see the signs following this apostolic ministry, and they will not raise a hand against it. I've already told you that those that receive you will be blessed, and those who do not, it will not go well with them. You've already seen some of this over the last several decades. They do not realize that who I pick, I stand behind, and if they come against you, they come against me, plain and simple. Put away your sackcloth and ashes, all the sorrows of the past, by mean and unmerciful behaviors from your brothers, for I've sent you ahead to train and be ready to help save them from what is coming, much like Joseph did for his brethren, for such a time as this. All the hardness of the past is why you can stand in this position today. Joseph would have never stood before Pharaoh if he had not endured the hardness. Said his soul entered into the iron. I had to mold him and shape him to a vessel ready for my use. It is the same with you. See it that way, and it will keep you from feeling so bad about the slights and cuts and misunderstandings that you have had to endure. It has all been in the plan, my plan. I sent Joseph ahead to save his brothers. As Joseph's soul entered into the iron, so has this process happened to you. The hardness has molded you into the image I needed for you to be promoted to this position. Yes, your soul has entered into the iron, and your resolve to submit to that has sharpened you like iron. Iron sharpens iron. This is Proverbs 27:17 out of the Amplified. Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend to show rage or worthy purpose. All the hardness has propelled you forward to stand in this position of authority. You've come far, but you've barely scratched the surface of all that I have placed within you. You will come to know, as Paul did in his ministry, my strength, breadth, height, and depth. Just as Joseph came to realize that his brothers were used as instruments to propel him forward, I want you to have this same mindset moving forward yourself. It's easy to give praise to those that are kind and accepting. But to be grateful to those that have been unkind and unforgiving builds godly character. All right, now to the Jacob moment. Prepare for the Jacob moment. For some that have thought they have lost loved ones in premature death, Joseph is about to reveal himself to his brothers. How many are there? Will shock the world. Mourning will be turned into gladness. No more gone with the wind. As much as they have been scattered, so now shall they be gathered. I put scattered. Let me correct that. All threats to their existence are being removed. Things are not as they have seemed. Get ready. What has been happening in the spiritual realm is about to be revealed in the natural realm. This is Mark 4:22. For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. And the Lord says here it's going to be shock and awe to the world. All right, I'm going to read you. Let's go to Genesis 45. Are you all understanding what I'm saying? There's hundreds. They say there's about 900 just famous people that have decided to lose their life and go underground because of threat. Okay, they're going to be coming on the scene. Not just them, but others. All right. Starting with verse 1 there. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, "Cause every man to go out from me." And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, "I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live?" And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, "Come near to me, I pray you." And they came near. And he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years, in which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste ye and go up to your father, and say unto him, Thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. And behold, your eyes see in the eyes of my brother Benjamin that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that ye have seen, and ye shall haste and bring down my father hither. He fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them, and after that his brethren talked with him. All right, 25. And they went up from out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan, into Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. When he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived, and Israel said, It is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. This is what's coming in our nation. This is going to come out in the disclosure that's already started. Okay, this is no shock to us, but it's going to be a shock to a lot of people. Okay.